Michelle Obama and MTV host virtual prom to pump up voter registration. By David Ng on May 15, 2020. Former First Lady Michelle Obama has joined forces with MTV to create a virtual high school prom to help drive voter registration for her When We All Vote organization, a group that bills itself as nonpartisan but that is aggressively pushing vote by mail with the help of left-wing celebrities. Michelle Obama appeared on Friday's Today with Hoda and Jenna to push the virtual prom. "I'm just blown away by your commitment and your focus and the level of articulateness you are showing on this issue," Obama told Today host Jenna Bush Hager, who is the daughter of former President George W. Bush. Michelle Obama then addressed the high school students who were participating in the on-air Zoom session. "I know this has been a tough time for you guys," she said. "Look, let me just say, the future of your communities and our countries is in the hands of young people like you all. No pressure. But we're counting on you. So let's show everyone what we can accomplish when we all vote." MTV and When We All Vote had originally planned to collaborate on a senior prom event, but the Chinese coronavirus pandemic has forced organizers to turn it into an online contest. The winning students, who each registered classmates and other members of their communities to vote, will participate in the virtual prom on May 22. When We All Vote boasts a chairing committee of 12 celebrities whose ostensible task is to use their influencer status to boost the organization's visibility, especially among young people. The organization's chairs include Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson, Shonda Rhimes, Selena Gomez, Lin-Manuel Miranda, and Janelle Monáe. On Friday, Shonda Rhimes expressed her support for the MTV partnership. Actress Piper Perabo also echoed her support. "When We Vote has aggressively pushed for the vote-by-mail initiative, claiming that it is necessary during the COVID-19 pandemic. President Donald Trump has repeatedly voiced opposition to vote-by-mail, saying that it facilitates voter fraud. Ballots can be stolen, sold, forged, or lost. In some cases, illegal aliens receive mail-in ballots because they were automatically registered through their driver's licenses." California Governor Gavin Newsom, D., has ordered vote-by-mail in California for November's election, sending some 21 million ballots to individuals in the state. The left's push for vote-by-mail has also raised concerns about ballot harvesting, which is illegal in some states. Ballot harvesting empowers political operatives to collect and deliver mail-in ballots. On Thursday, actress and left-wing activist Alyssa Milano voiced her support for vote-by-mail in a CNN op-ed piece, claiming that it is a safe, time-tested, and secure way to cast your ballot. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.